Nabo Ndlovu is a national spokesperson for All Truck Drivers Forum and Allied South Africa. Budia, welcome to the show. Good morning to you.
Morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. How are you?
I am fine.
Firstly, how many trucks have we seen being satellite or attacked on the major highways in South Africa for, let's say, the last week?
Yeah, I said I heard that they said it's about 18 trucks.
18 trucks is the number that you have.
Yeah.
Which particular roads have been, I suppose, where the most attacks have happened? Do you know?
Sorry?
Which roads, which highways were these attacks happening, as far as you know?
I heard that is entry between around Phosphorus and the R103. And R103 Niger off ramp. They are around Gauteng. Around Johannesburg.
And do we have any understanding, Nabo, as to what's behind these attacks? Why are the trucks being attacked, particularly on that, that part, I suppose, of our highway network?
I don't know what is behind. It's just that it's a criminal activity done by the people, the criminals. I don't know what is exactly behind that.
But I mean, to have 18 trucks attacked in a space of 1 week, and even in that week, it would be Thursday and Saturday, seemingly, from the reports that we are getting. There seems to be, well, at least there's an appearance of it being a sustained campaign against the trucking industry.
I don't believe it's just that maybe there are criminals, there are people that are doing their own agenda. But I wish I even myself I won't understand. Just in South Africa, it's a high rate of criminals. So people, they do as they wish, or the criminals, they do whatever that is wrong, which is, as our organization, ATF ASA, we condemn such behavior, and we allow the laws to do its course.
How are you protecting your drivers, though, Nlebo? Because there are drivers on the road somewhere in South Africa and on that N3, for that matter. How are you ensuring that your drivers are going to be safe from any harm as a result of attacks?
Even for me, I myself fear to drive late at night because I don't understand what exactly is behind. So it's just that for our colleagues, for the drivers, just to say they must make sure that they must be safe, they must sleep in the... At the latest, government must intervene, put more policing on the road so that the road will be safe, because we rely on the SAP and RTI only. There's no other way we wish we can protect ourselves as drivers, because we are just workers. We are not. We don't employ. The drivers are not employed. They don't. They are not employed themselves. We are employed by companies. So companies should provide, or government should provide, the security on the road, because we don't know how. Even for the drivers, it's difficult now. It's better to sleep early for the driver to prevent such attacks. Better to sleep earlier, maybe before, because if you see, it seems that these attacks, they were happen around the 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. So it's better to sleep 6 o'clock before anything, because it's not safe, I can say. Unless if a government can put more police on the road, maybe I think so it will be safe for the other truckers and other road users as well.
Nabo, thank you very much indeed. Nabo Ndlovu, certainly wish you safety. Nabo Ndlovu is a national spokesperson of the All Truck Drivers Forum and Allied South Africa.